and they spread the backfield. Kaiser pulls it down, running out of time, and goes down at the 30-yard line. And that is Chickalo. Anthony Chickalo, third-year linebacker out of Miami.
It's just one of those situations where you have to throw the ball away. Once you work through your progressions, you get out right there, you need to throw it away.
Kaiser holding on to it again and going down again at the 27-yard line. This time, Cameron Hayward, number 97.
They're just man-to-man to the right side of the field here, and you can see it's in good coverage. Just two go routes. Nowhere for him to go with the ball. That's the side he's looking to, an attempt to come to the backside, and just no time for that.
Kaiser dancing around, and then is going to go down at about the 17-yard line. Make it the 18th. Fourth time today that Kaiser has been sacked.
Just watch as everything collapses. He's trying to look out to his left, and he slides a little bit, but it's just as he's stepping up in the pocket.
Deshaun Kaiser will kick himself for this one.
In there last week. Shazier with the hit off Dillon, who has returned. And Keenum has that pass batted back. As you said, everybody needs a Watt. T.J. Watt in his second NFL game.
Don't be surprised to see him affecting the pocket and affecting the throwing lanes, much like his brother, J.J. And this is just great ball awareness. I tell you what, the DNA of these Watt brothers now is something else. Just great football players. They work hard. They play hard. They love this game. I'm excited to watch him play.
A swat by Watt.
Wait. On second and five, Howard again. And this one is going to lose yardage. And lost the ball. Steelers said they've got it. And they do. Ryan Shazier with the recovery.
Turnovers get reviewed. That looks like potentially that right knee hits the ground before the ball comes out. So I'm sure the officials are, well, they definitely take a look at it. Signaled whether it was an interception or not, or if it hit the ground. It looks like he clearly got both hands underneath it, was able to scoop it up. He thought Zach Miller was just going to pivot at the spot he was coming out of the break. Instead, Miller goes to the outside. Great look at it there. The ball never comes in contact with the ground.
That's a great diving catch by Wilcox.
Fullback and defensive lineman. And off to Collins.
Oh, Collins fumbles the football. The Steelers were there. Ryan Shazier came over defensively. Shazier pointing in Pittsburgh's direction. Three.
Well, Shazier has a knack for the spectacular. He stopped Collins to begin with, and then it's Hayward. It's going to pop that ball out. Watch number 97 has a sack already in the game. Fights off a double team there. And he and Shazier combined to turn that ball over for the Steelers.
Tua got in there as well. First down, Flacco, bootleg.
Oh, he threw it to the other team. Ryan Shazier with the pick.
LT Walton put the heat on Flacco. And Shazier was in the perfect spot.
And over the middle. Here comes Watson. Now watch Shazier with this reaction. He spins all the way around, picks up Watson visually, and then finds the ball. Another spectacular play for Ryan Shazier. And just what the Steelers need to jumpstart their team.
Shazier had a pick the last time these two teams played. Infield. Flacco on fourth and long. Flacco throws, knocked up in the air, and intercepted. Mike Hilton off the deflection. And he goes down at midfield. Ryan Shazier back there for Pittsburgh.
Second and five. Hill, my goodness. What a loss. That's Mike Hilton. Sets him back nine with that tackle.
And so as he gets up at the line of scrimmage, you're going to see Alex Smith decide what to do. See, points here and go ahead. And you're going to see just a toss here. And you can't even see outside the screen, but right there, you see Hilton just get up and make a good open field tackle on him.
Smith in trouble and goes down again.
Timeout, Pittsburgh.
Vince Williams has had some big plays in this first half.
Yeah, this half's going to end, and Pittsburgh takes the timeout. It doesn't matter because Kansas City should have just downed it then.
Second and three, Dalton. Good throw, and it is intercepted off the deflection. That pass was a little too outside for A.J. Green, and Joe Haden has his first pick as a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ball, first pick, and you see this ball, it's just a hair out in front, and AJ can't get there. But if you watch, look at, let's see. Yeah, he's got it. That's going to be an interception. You see that right there, too far out in front, and Haden keeps his hands right there. Oh, it hits his back.
Yeah, it takes it right off his back. You know, Haden last week, he did such a good job, but we barely spoke of him in the game against Kansas City. So when we were visiting with Tomlin at the facility yesterday, he said, how many times you guys mentioned Haden last week? I bet you didn't. He said he had a great game. They need four. And it is intercepted again. It's William Gay with the pick. Oh, and a late hit by Fisher. With a little jawing with Davis. As the frustration mounts, and Dalton's pick for the second time in this quarter.
And Stafford hanging in, but not for long. Down he goes. Secondary did its job, and he gets swallowed up here. That's Cameron Hayward getting in there, number 97.
There's Golden Tate right there. That's the number one option. Didn't feel good about that one with Sean Davis leaning over the top. Arvin Jones on the other side. Mike Mitchell had that one covered. And so you give enough time to a guy like Cameron Hayward, who's now come up with his fifth sack. And
there's that flip time. Now flipped it right through the hands and intercepted by the Steelers. Is Ryan Shazier. His third interception of the year went right through the hands of Jack Doyle.
Well, it's a tremendous job by Shazier. He is blitzing on the play, and then he realizes that the dump off is happening, and so he peels back and sees the loose ball and is able to come after. Watch Shazier. He's going to come in. He all of a sudden sees Doyle release, so he tracks back to where Doyle is, and all of a sudden, there's a football there for me to intercept, and he's the athleticism and quickness to be able to bring it in. He was going to make the tackle. He's going to make the hit. That ball never makes contact with the ground.
In his place, third and four, Mariota pumping in trouble. Look out, he just made it a long field goal. He's made it a 45-yard field goal, and Cameron Hayward did it as well. Mariota
force Mariota to back up. You want the pressure in this situation to come right up the gut in his face, and instead of stepping up and through where he probably would have had that run pass option.
Of course, the Patriots there to play the Raiders in Mexico City on Sunday afternoon. Mariota throwing late over the middle, intercepted on the deflection. Robert Golden comes up with the third interception of the night, thrown by Mariota.
Well, let's give a little love, first of all, to the inside. Artie Burns going to undercut this route. And when he does, it tips straight up into the air, into the hands of Robert Golden. That's just really good defense. And I think, Mike, one of the things that is going to make this Steelers team different this year is their ability to play man coverage.
Nelson wide to the left. Hunley under pressure. Sacked at the 19-yard line. Cameron Hayward, and that takes us to the fourth quarter.
continuity they have had.
Look out.
And Dalton is buried. A blitzing Vince Williams. You talked about it a lot tonight. Blitzing from the inside so often and so successfully.
Well, you think they're going to rush the ends, but they rush the inside linebackers instead. They completely fool the Bengals. And Andy Dalton, lucky he didn't fumble that football.
4-3 receivers set to the right side. Flacco looking over the middle. Fires deep downfield. Intercepted at the 6-yard line. Sean Davis, the safety, staying inbounds and taking it all the way to the 41-yard line. Danny Woodhead makes the tackle. Davis with the pick. Takes it back to the 41. And there is a flag down back at the 20-yard line. So Flacco dancing away. Chase, down he goes, and the ball pops out of bounds. T.J. Watt gets him from behind. You can't fumble forward, so the Ravens will keep it with 8 seconds, and they have one play. So you have one chance, and you have to obviously get a touchdown because it's not enough time to set up for a field goal.
So what time a strip sack is not what you're looking for.
Right.
A regular sack in this game's over.
That's Pittsburgh's first sack of the game. They had two.
That is the end of the game.
They spotted the ball and then they wound the clock, so there's nothing left, even though the ball went out of bounds. Play was dead before it did.
Here's a first down. Brady sacked back at the 25. That was Hayward who got to him. For his 10th sack of the season, the first Steeler since 2010 to get 10 in a year.
Well, you see Hayward pushes Tooney, and this is the key to the game. One of these linemen is going to be one-on-one. Him or Tuitt are going to get the one-on-one matchup with a guard. The center's going to slide away. Pass rush.
They got to him, and it's intercepted. It's Williams who finally was able to pull it in. The pressure was on Brady. He had to unload it, and he's picked off for the first time in 12 years against Pittsburgh.
This place is going nuts. Brady's trying to stand in. The pass rush gets to him. They rushed four guys this year, not three like the last few games against him. The pocket collapses. Tom lets it go. Comes off high, and he knows he made a mistake. Hargrave right up the middle.
Third and nine. Steelers bring five. Yates is sacked. Back at the 10-yard line, and he goes down. The pressure from Mike Hilton, the slot corner who has really emerged on this Pittsburgh defense.
This is going to be the biggest challenge for T.J. Yates all day long, is all the different looks. You see all the guys at the line of scrimmage. No idea who's going to come. They end up bringing the two edge guys. As you said, Mike Hilton, a nice job dropping under the back and making the sack. But T.J.
And Yates is going to throw again down here. Intercepted. Artie Burns with the pick. And not only do you not get any points, you don't leave him down at the one. The touchback brings it out to the 20. And the noise you hear, the Steeler fans who travel as well as any fan base in the league. The ricochet picked by Burns. We'll see if it stands up. Reserve. Third and five. Yates in trouble. Lost the football. And Bud Dupree is there for Pittsburgh with the recovery. Cameron Hayward knocks it away. As Williams went out. 37, the blitz is coming. Heineken can't get away from Hilton, who's had a huge sack game. Yeah, you got all three. It's Mike Hilton's nickel blitz out of the slot has been the story. A 17-yard loss on that one.
Well, you see right here, Hopkins ends up pointing at Hilton to Hayward. Watch this guy coming on the blitz. There was just no quick throw there for Heineke to get the ball out of his hands. Really nothing to do. Best thing would have been just to throw the ball.
That ever elusive first win here in week 17. Kizer hit on the throw, and that pass is intercepted. Sean Davis. Pressure coming from Artie Burns.
and Kizer forced into another pick.